saying is that anxiety doesn't biblically form. Or what? Do you worry? Now, I'm going to ask you to divulge a little bit more than you may want to, but who knows who that is? Yeah, did you ever read that? Yeah. That's the one thing, one by two magazine to us a kid, one was Boy's Life, and the other was Mad Magazine. We devoured each copy of it. But what made me worry was kind of the way I grew up. My parents had both been through the Depression as kids and children. And my wife's mother had gone also through the Depression. My parents were farmers in the Midwest, Highland farmers. And her mom lived in the Appalachians. My parents and grandparents had a tough time in the Depression. Lots to worry about. Because prices went down, stocks went away, but taxes didn't. However, on my wife's side, they didn't even know there was a Depression. They didn't make any difference. They had a cow, they had chickens, they had a plot of land. That's all they needed. Believe worry. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Words to take. That's very good. Worry says, I need to control everything. If you're worried, you feel out of control. Is that true? You want things to be different, you want to make them different, and you dread and worry about them. You're trying to control them. God's word says, our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. So my first question is, who's in charge? And he'll do as he pleases. I don't know the Bible verse about it. I came up with one somewhere where Jesus answered to Pilate, you can do nothing to me but my Father allows me. And I think that is very good attitude to have. Nobody can do anything to you but what God has allowed it to happen. Consider just the last 5 years, the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, we're still feeling the effect, aren't we? You notice that people are different? Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you have a cell phone, if you silence it, I will have you go to some Bible verses as they're put up there, and you're eternally welcome to do that. It's much faster than looking at other people. But we're still feeling the effect. People aren't as friendly. We're still anxious. And there's a few more things to worry about. We have a new pope. We have millions of people in the country unvetted. Israel's at war. Wide open borders, at least up until lately. Rioting. Issues over the Panama Canal in China. Natural disasters just seem to be happening every day, everywhere. So there's a lot of stuff we can worry about. Therefore, I tell you not, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and your body more than clothes? Now, I'll read verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And the question is, are you not of more value? And what would be the obvious answer to that?
Amen.
Yeah, you're more valuable than bird or sparrow. So there's a point that he's trying to make. Now let's continue Matthew 6. Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one or love the other. Or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You can't be a slave to, it says about your money, but a slave to what? Anything. Except a slave to He's got to be your master. He either is or he isn't. Back to slide 11. Fear, anxiety, and worry serve God rather than Jesus or his Father. Do you hear me, son? You can interrupt me on the teachers. I'm used to it. That's how I speak. I hate talking. You can give me a talk. Okay. I used to sit in the middle of the classroom with an overhead. Okay, so fear, anxiety, and worry serve a God other than Jesus or his Father. Agree or disagree? Agree. Okay. Go with that. And then we'll talk to one stone. No one can serve God on the weekend for 2 hours and feel they're following him and then within a typical week there are 112 waking hours. We've gotten so convenient with worship and giving time to God, but we even have a drive-through church service. You don't even have to get out of your car. You drive up, you stay in the car, they give you the service, and you drive away. I couldn't believe that, but yeah, something is going on. Now, let's look at Romans 6, 8 to 16. Romans 6, 8 to 16. go to a doctor aren't sick because they're sick. They don't have a pattern. They're sick because of their emotional state. I was in that. Things weren't working out. They just weren't working out. evil. And there came on and the Lord's eyes. Or are we going to follow the word? And that's not as easy as you think in every circumstance, is it? Because you get caught up in things and the peer pressure gets pretty great. And sometimes we do things we didn't want to do or shouldn't do. So it does show us kind of who's in control. So let's not check that. Choices. Question. How you come to choose, and how can you come to choose him and hate the world? How do you do that? How do you come to choose God and hate the world? Now, hate doesn't mean, you know, that's a very strong word there. But ignore might be a better choice. Disregard. Not get caught up in the value system. So how do you choose him? Don't participate in it. goes there, he stays, and the ravens do feed him. And there's not one word of complaint about the men you eat. Notice that. There's no complaint. So, God comes to him again and says, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. Oh. true primitive prior to the second coming. Rehabilitation, but
moment.
Still right.